You've been downtown lately.
Woo!
Thunderdome, bro. What's... Man. I'm a downtown guy. I think it's groovy. I like the buzz. My brother was at dinner. My brother Chris, the other night, at one of the really good steakhouses, and they don't have valet anymore. He's not trying to be a snob. What he's saying is traffic is so low that they don't have valet anymore. It's bad. And so you can say this is happening in every American city. It's not. Pushing 25% back in New York. Other major cities about a similar number. We're at 10%. 11% maybe. The number suggests that we would generally have 100,000 people headed into downtown every day. Now we have about 10,000. If parking revenues down dramatically, fell off a cliff, hotel occupation down dramatically, it's scary. What's Peduto doing? Nothing, honey. Not doing a thing at all. Is it all on him? I'm asking and answering my own questions. Nah. But it would help. It would help if he came to work every day. Hey, I'm back. Are you? How about that, Bill? You can steal my idea. Hey, I'm back downtown. Are you? On many, many days, he still works from home. It's ridiculous. Really ridiculous. Downtown Pittsburgh right now is a disaster. And this optimistic view that it's going to return soon is a load of crap. There's no way, man. If it's at 10% right now, it could take 2 years. Two. I got to grab my boy, Mark D'Antonis. He lives downtown. He's worked downtown. He's run hotels downtown. He is downtown. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today, buddy?
Two words. Downtown sucks, does it not?
It's heading in that direction, yeah. It's probably doing a little better, but to your point, what we're used to is a long way off, I think.
So the numbers say 10% of the folks have returned downtown. You're out there every day, every night. You walk the streets. You go out there. You work there. You live there. Is that accurate? And that's kind of frightening in terms of that low number.
Yeah, I would tell you, and obviously, well, maybe I could sit there and count them because that number probably isn't at 10%. But what we used to see from a traffic standpoint, a pedestrian traffic standpoint, it's not even close. I mean, even on the most beautiful days or beautiful evenings, if I'm sitting out in front of my building enjoying a cigar, just kind of people watching, there's not a lot of people to watch. So, as I said, I think we're doing better than maybe we were, January, February, March, but, for us to see the levels of activity that this city was used to, say, 2 years ago. I agree with you, and you and I have talked about it before. I think it's more third quarter, maybe even fourth quarter, 22.
Hey, let's get personal here. You get angry. You lay this right at the feet of the big shots. You blame the big shots with juice, that they haven't stepped up, that there is no plan, that there is no engagement, that there is no campaign. Like I said, Peduto should cut a video every day. I'm back at the office, or you come on back. We're having a party. Nothing, honey. Nothing. You blame them, do you not, sir?
I put a lot of it on them. I mean, and I believe rightly so. They've all campaigned at the betterment of each of us, and that our lives are going to be better, and that and I understand fully what they were smacked in the face with last March.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that, but so was every other city in the world, let alone in North America. And I really have issue with the fact that nothing was done, no adjustments were made, It was totalitarian in nature in the decisions they made, and we were getting data back July, August that was screaming, "Hey, listen, we don't need to be, you know, this shut down. We can manage this. Cleveland was managing this. We saw Cleveland last night. 50,000 people for the NFL draft.
That city
is not running at 10% of capacity. So I do put a lot of blame on the leadership and those in a position of power that they could have influenced the mentality, the overall, like I said, I call it consumer confidence or community confidence, that it's okay to come downtown. There's other things to do.
I gotta get your expertise on hotels, because you're the guru, has run major hotels downtown. Give me your knowledge, sir. What's the occupancy rate right now, most nights, most weekends?
What I'm seeing or what I'm hearing from my friends is that it's still in the teens, maybe shy of 20 midweek, and then weekends. Like last weekend, there was a great group in town, hoop group. Big AAU tournament, and I think that the number pushed like 44-45%. But again, that's maybe 30% of what we're used to. You know, last week in April, weather was good. You know, this city is a 70% occupied city, and so just the numbers that I'm seeing and that I know that are out there downtown proper. They're not running 26-27%.
Hey, Mark, Great Britain, other major cities, Paris is doing this. They're literally giving away free rooms and free food. Come back downtown. Nothing from the city. Doesn't there have to be a plan? We're open. You know, come here and stay for a buck. Something crazy. Something nuts.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, you have to... Sometimes your solution has to be as crazy as the problem.
That's right.
And that pandemic was crazy.
It was.
That was outside of anybody's mind, anybody's imagination. It was never going to happen, and it happened. So in order to get people downtown, and I'm not sure it's a rate thing, because you can get $59 rates at any hotel in downtown Pittsburgh on a Thursday night. They're still running 14% occupied, but it's an experience thing, and that's what I think has been lost.
That's right.
That I've said to you before, this is not about money. They could throw money at downtown Pittsburgh all they want. The bottom line is, it's about people. It's about the experience. To your point, they need to start packaging. I think the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership had a really cool initiative. Maybe it was the month of March or April, where you could dine out 25% if you came to, you know, participating restaurants.
They got to make it free, man. I got to go, but I got to say something. I have friends that own really nice restaurants up north, and here's what they said. They're packed. You know why? Because folks aren't going back downtown. And that's the truth, Mark. And that's scary, brother.
It's very scary, buddy. We got to get it fixed, and it's going to take a lot of time. But to your point, the initiative has to be as galactically nuts as the pandemic.
That's right.
Hit us in the face. We just have to get together and make this thing happen.